WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things balanced living. Buckle up, because today we're tackling something huge, those pesky negative thoughts and that insidious self-doubt that can creep in like a thief in the night. Ever feel like you're constantly battling an inner critic who just loves to rain on your parade? You know, the one that whispers you're not good enough, or this is too hard, or what if you fail? Trust me, I've been there, we all have. But here's the thing. Negative thoughts are like weeds in a garden. They need attention to grow, but with a little effort, you can pull them out and let your positive bloom shine through. That's what we're going to do today, equip ourselves with the tools to overcome those self-doubts and build a shakeable confidence. Now, remember, this isn't about ignoring negative thoughts or pretending they don't exist. It's about acknowledging them, understanding their roots, and choosing how to respond. Here are five key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner strength. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to conquering negativity is recognizing it when it pops up. Start paying attention to those thought patterns, the ones that leave you feeling drained, anxious, or inadequate. Journaling can be a great tool here. Write down those thoughts, examine their triggers, and notice any recurring themes. 2. Challenge the validity. Once you've identified your negative thoughts, don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, these thoughts are based on fear or past experiences, not reality. Think about that time you were convinced you were going to bomb a presentation. Did you actually fail miserably? Probably not. Our brains tend to catastrophize, blowing things way out of proportion. By challenging those extreme assumptions, we can start to see things more clearly. 3. Reframe your perspective. This is where the magic happens. Once you've challenged those negative thoughts, try reframing them in a more positive and constructive light. For example, instead of thinking I'm not good enough, try saying I'm learning and growing every day. Or instead of this is too hard, say this is challenging, but I'm capable of overcoming it. Remember, our words have power. By consciously choosing positive affirmations, we can shift our mindset and create a more empowering narrative. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to have those days where negativity feels overwhelming. That's okay. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend. 5. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of your strengths, both big and small, and remind yourself of them often. Celebrate your accomplishments and acknowledge your progress. When we focus on our positive qualities, it's much easier to silence those nagging doubts and believe in ourselves. Okay, let me paint your picture or imagine you're applying for a dream job. You pour your heart into the application, nail the interview, but then, that dreaded self-doubt creeps in. You start thinking, what if they choose someone else or I'm not qualified enough? You see yourself getting caught up in those negative thoughts, feeling anxious and unsure. But here's where our strategies come into play. You acknowledge the doubt, challenge its validity by reminding yourself of your skills and experience. Reframe it by focusing on the excitement of the opportunity. Practice self-compassion by telling yourself it's okay to be nervous. And finally, you tap into your strengths, your communication skills, your problem-solving abilities, your passion for the role. You visualize yourself succeeding and walk into that meeting with renewed confidence. See how those tools can turn a potentially negative experience into a positive one. The key takeaway here is this. Negative thoughts are a part of life, but they don't have to define you. By cultivating awareness, challenging their validity, reframing your perspective, practicing self-compassion, and focusing on your strengths, you can break free from the cycle of doubt and unlock your true potential. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you deserve to shine. So go out there, face those challenges head on, and remember to celebrate every win, big or small. And if you found this helpful, don't forget to share it with a friend who might need a little boost of confidence. Until next time, stay balanced and keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.